USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points: Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. The former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop near Minneapolis last month will go on trial beginning December 6. Dante Wright was shot while fighting police officers arresting him for an outstanding warrant. Officer Kimberly Potter says she mistook her service gun for her taser. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden has announced new child tax credit distributions. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. Those payments going to roughly 39 million people, and according to the IRS, the increased amounts are phased out for families with incomes over $150,000 for married taxpayers filing joint returns, along with qualifying widows or widowers, $112,000 for heads of households, and $75,000 for all other taxpayers.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is pushing for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas deadly conflict. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS this morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role. I think you should look for Egypt right now. Historically, Egypt has, you know, played an intermediary role in bringing down the temperature in these situations.
Israel's military is ranked 16th in the world. By comparison, the United States ranks number one, followed by Russia, China, India, France, and Britain. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, legal and political problems are intensifying as his former associate pleaded guilty on Monday to sex trafficking a minor and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Joel Greenberg, a former Florida county official and close confidant of Gaetz, confessed in court to 6 federal criminal counts, including fraud, stalking, and aggravated identity theft. Gaetz was not mentioned during the plea hearing Monday morning, nor in the 86-page agreement between Greenberg and prosecutors. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.